For WCYB Digital Radio, This Week in Tech. Scientists and tech industry leaders, including high-level executives at Microsoft and Google, issued a new warning about the perils that artificial intelligence poses to humankind, according to the Associated Press. The statement said that mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks, such as pandemics and nuclear war. From TechCrunch, a cybersecurity firm says a popular Android screen recording app has been spying on its users, including by stealing microphone recordings and other documents from the user's phone. Called iRecorder Screen Recorder, the app introduced malicious code almost a year after it was listed on Google's App Store. It has since been taken down. Netflix's crackdown on password sharing is set to hit the US and the UK, Wired reports. The company said that it will start emailing users who appear to be sharing their accounts with a warning, which, if not heeded, will result in unauthorized users being shut out permanently. Disgraced biotech entrepreneur Elizabeth Holmes has begun her 11-year, 3-month prison sentence for defrauding investors of her defunct blood testing startup, Theranos, according to Ars Technica. She will be serving her time at a minimum security prison camp in Bryan, Texas. From PC Mag, a New York lawyer is in hot water for submitting a legal brief with references to cases that were made up by ChatGPT. Stephen Schwartz from Levadow, Levadow & Oberman submitted 6 fake judicial decisions in a 10-page brief while representing a plaintiff who was suing the Colombian airline Avianca because of an injury sustained on a flight. Amazon is ditching all of its Alexa-enabled celebrity voices, including Shaquille O'Neal, Melissa McCarthy, and Samuel L. Jackson, in Gadget Reports. The distinct voice options will no longer be available for purchase and will no longer function, even for users who previously purchased them, though the company has said refunds will be processed upon request. Twitter has pulled out of the European Union's voluntary code to fight disinformation, according to the BBC. Regardless of the social media company's decision, experts say the platform will be legally required to adhere to the EU's disinformation code, which was launched last year, starting this August. From The Verge, Microsoft's appeal of the UK Competition and Markets Authority's decision to block its proposed Activision Blizzard acquisition will head to a hearing this summer. The case sets Microsoft up for 2 summertime battles with regulators, one against the CMA and the other against the US Federal Trade Commission. TikTok is testing a chatbot powered by generative artificial intelligence that is designed to help its users find content and get recommendations for more, The Wall Street Journal reports. Called Teiko, the bot is powered by a third-party chat assistant and is being tried out in the Philippines. WhatsApp is rolling out a long-requested new feature, message editing, according to CNN. The Meta-owned messaging platform said users will now be able to adjust their correspondence within 15 minutes after sending, similar to a new update on Apple's iMessage platform. For WCYB Digital Radio, that's This Week in Tech. Check back next week for more updates.